Dave is now calling the Queen three times. Now, here's my guess. She's going to walk in the door.
I hear her screaming from down the hall right
okay,
now.
She's going to walk in the
door. She's running.
This is her normal move. If she doesn't answer, she now shows up and surprises us.
She's very busy with the tuna Nikosi.
Yeah. Here she is. This is her move.
Oh.
Not a treat for us, though, either. I assume you just were at the Minneapolis Club?
I was at the club. You know, there's a Rotary meeting there. Minneapolis Rotary Club.
Rotary meeting. Okay. Okay. Want to put your headphones on? You don't need your headphones. It's just us talking.
I like to hear my own voice.
Okay, so. You do. It's been a number of years since I was at the Minneapolis Club. Here's what I'm envisioning, Dave. I'm envisioning when it's lunch, she gets, again, her standard, Nikosi. and then they come out with a tray of desserts. That's what I'm envisioning.
I think they wheel the cart out.
Maybe it's wheeling the cart.
Yeah.
Do you like that when they wheel it out or the tray?
It's a little bit more of a show.
Yeah.
I like it when it's fancy. I like the tray because I think that shows some dexterity.
Oh.
Right? Oh. It's also possible it goes boom right in your face, too. Yeah.
You're impressed by others' dexterity.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Sometimes it's very impressive. And
it is Friday.
Yeah. And then she had a dessert treat herself.
Yeah.
And then thought, I'm about to see Chad and Dave. One of them loves dessert. That'd be me. Then Dave's a bit of a fraud on it. He'll act like he doesn't like dessert.
But he'll eat it.
He'll have it. And so Minneapolis Club is a half block from here, just for the
not
folks who don't know.
Not even a whole block. Yeah.
Half
cross
block.
The street. When we say cross the street, we literally mean.
Yeah.
Cross the street.
So you could have brought over pecan pie, cheesecake, chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Creme brulee.
Oh, creme brulee.
Bananas Foster.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Mm-hmm. Get out of here with that one. it's so overrated. Tira is somebody else's Sue. I don't want that near my Sue. Okay, get that Sue away from
me. Get that Sue. I don't like that.
I mean, there's some Sues I want near me.
That's not the Sue.
The tear, get out of here.
The tear, not the tear.
Did you give any thought after you had your lunch?
I have to say I wasn't thinking about
y'all.
I love you, but I wasn't. And we had extra cake because in addition to the
extra cake
meeting, extra. My main chief copy editor is Kevin Berger.
Yeah.
It's her birthday and she's retiring. So
Kevin's had a excellent career.
Oh my God.
Multiple media places and flourished at all of them. So
yes,
congratulations to Kevin.
Yes. This is what happens when you work with I have a requirement. I discriminate at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I only work with people who are over 65.
Yeah.
Because that's a different work ethic.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have any emotional support.
And you're 66.
You
a lot of people don't know.
You don't have to dim the lights. Nobody's coming to work crying about their boyfriend breaking up. We're a different generation. We're different animals. We work differently. We work through things. We work together. And so I discriminate. You got to be elderly to work with me.
What kind of cake did you have?
It was vanilla, but it had lots of sprinkles at the top, and we had the candles and stuff. And I had to run out. You know, I left my team. It was a team meeting.
The cake is over there now.
The cake is over there now. I left the cake and the candle and Kevin and the team to come over here with y'all.
Okay.
And ran.
I don't think you ran. Dave, yes or no? On the running. Heels or not? No, flats.
I don't think it was a dead sprint.
It wasn't a sprint.
Shikari Richardson
out
there.
Very nice, very summery.
I lost 18. I did not have any of the cake. I have lost 18 ounces. I'm trying to lose a little weight because.
Dave, premature clapping there. He heard the 18, assumed it was going to be pounds.
Well, no, if you go down, you get an applause.
If you go down, you go down. And so.
So, in other words, your cake is available.
My cake is available if the ladies have not eaten my cake. But yes, I did not have any cake.
Yep.
And I actually didn't even have lunch because, you know, the Emmys are coming up. I don't know if you knew this or saw the billboard. I won an Emmy. And so.
Really?
Yes,
I had not
you
heard.
You hadn't heard?
No.
Okay, yeah. And so the award ceremony is October 19th.
Yeah.
And so there's a dress I want to
you
get
going
into.
For 22 ounces by then?
Yeah, but it's 26.
Yeah.
There's a dress that I want to get into, and Sean said the dress is, quote unquote, not forgiving.
Not forgiving.
Not forgiving.
Okay.
So I have a little, in the midsection, I have a little extra.
Yeah.
And so there's certain outfits that I can't wear.
I like how
wear.
You rubbed your tummy. It was very, very visual like that.
Because I can't wear it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm in a maternity outfit.
Yeah.
The A-line dresses. So I have to wear a
Could be big news if you announce you're pregnant.
No, it's not going to be big news. So I have to have a certain type of dress. And I don't want to have to choose based on my weight. I want to be able to wear what I want to wear and still feel and look good. So I'm trying to lose a little weight.
How much do you think you want to lose, need to lose, to look how you want to look in this
7 pounds.
7 pounds.
7 pounds. That's not hard, huh, Dave? That's not hard to do.
Do that in about 3 days.
No, I can't. No.
3 days.
I'll just spend half of it in a sauna. You'll be fine.
What kind of sauna? If you had to be in a sauna or a steam, which way would you go?
Okay, I don't know the difference. I've never been in a sauna. I've never been. I don't know.
Never?
Never. I see the people in the little houses and they doing the stuff and it's real big right now. I don't even know what's going on.
The sauna is having a moment here for the last, 5, 10 years, would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the dry heat mostly.
Okay,
the
what
sauna.
Is it?
The sauna is the dry heat. You go in there.
So it's a little house, a little room.
Little house. There's rocks in there. You pour water on it and it gets very, very hot. What do you think the average temperature is for a typical sauna with the dry heat?
I bet you're a good 150.
Why would you want to do that, though?
No.
Sure, why not?
Why would you want to do that?
150? You're not making appetizers.
But why would you want to be hot? Why would you want to sweat? I'm just trying to figure out why. Tell
me. Maybe to lose your 7 pounds.
Oh, you could lose weight in there.
You can lose weight in there.
Traditional saunas typically range from 155 to 195
Oh,
Fahrenheit.
My God. I live
the average
in Texas,
American
and when it was 99 degrees, I did not want to be there.
Average American prefers it between 150 and 175. Tell me I'm an idiot again, Chad.
He put the Google on you, boo.
It's really that hot a sauna is?
Have you ever been in a sauna?
Or
a sauna?
A sauna. Yeah, don't. By the way, don't text one texter, one Finn. It's pronounced sauna. Go to Finland, okay, and then call it sauna. We're here in America. America. Yes.
Okay, so what's the other one? You said that's
steam is moisture.
Okay, so the sauna is dry heat?
Yes.
Okay. So that's Arizona. So the sauna is Arizona.
Arizona closing in the sun, apparently.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Whereas the steam, this will shock you, there's steam coming up with moisture all around you. Look up how hot a steam normally is because okay.
And the sauna and the steam room are two totally different things. Okay.
Opposite.
We don't have anything like that at the club. I have to talk to these people at the Minneapolis club. I pay too much money in my membership. Maybe we do. No.
Do you have a women's locker room?
Yes, we do.
Do you just go in the bathroom versus the women's locker room?
Well, you know, I'm not going in the women's locker room because there might be germs in there.
Yeah. So I bet you have something
you
like that.
You think we have a?
Yeah. What's the temp for steam?
Typical temp between 100 and 120, but obviously the high humidity makes it feel.
Makes it feel. It's kind of like when you live in Houston and it says it's 100 degrees, but it feels like 110.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or when you send your kids down there and while you're partying
you
and socializing and your poor kids are outside constantly.
I had 48 hours before they passed out from the heat and I had to fly down in the middle of the night to pick them up.
You
48 hours.
You had planned on keeping them down there because I have a memory for a month.
For a month. But the little
outside,
could not take it.
Like they're grilling. They were a hot dog of
some sort. You know what? My mom is old school, and she remembers when we were kids, we would go outside. Everybody did. You go outside and you play until lunchtime. You come back and your food might be on the porch. She might let you in the house. And then you go back outside and you play until dinner time. And so that's what my mama was assuming that the kids could do. She said, my kids outside to play. And they almost didn't make it.
I know it's still hot in Houston. I have another way for you to lose your 7 pounds.
Just go to Houston.
About 5 days and have your mom lock the door.
Where is fall? Has anybody seen fall?
Fall
are we putting the APB
yet.
Out
fall,
on fall?
Okay, don't even go there on this show.
Where?
Fall starts
fall.
September 22nd.
Okay.
7:43 a.m. Sunday.
Okay,
you can
we're not even looking at fall. Like, why
this
did
is
I?
Summer. This is perfect.
This is not summer.
Hello.
I took my time.
Are you against the big calendar?
I took my time to go and buy jackets, check the scarves, make sure we had light jackets and heavier jackets. I took my time to get.
Wait a second. Are you putting your kids even now? Would it shock you, Dave, if the kids. Daniel's going to school and he's got a snowsuit on because she already pulled it out.
You got to get your money's worth.
I pulled the stuff. I got snow boots. I got the gloves. I'm ready. What is taking so long for fall to get here?
Keep pushing
the way. They are still in shorts.
Can I circle back to the cake? How many people are at the said lunch?
It was seven of us with me.
Okay. Of the six, is one of them slightly in the doghouse in any way?
No.
Mm-mm. Could be a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could that one bring over a slice of cake? Dave? I mean, it's a half block.
It's a half block. It's a half block. I'll just go get you some cake, and you better eat it.
I will.
Okay, Dave.
What kind of cake are we talking?
It's like birthday cake with sprinkles
on it. I'm in.
Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Well, I'll bring two slices of cake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll
should we just cancel the next segment?
Well, no, we can't. I got stuff to talk about.
No, yeah, we got some good stuff to talk about too.
All right.
The Queen is here. Are you in tomorrow noon?
Noon to 2:30. I have an abbreviated show.
The Twins and Red Sox play in the
What's
afternoon,
or
are you just leaving?
I'm just I got stuff to do.
I need that 30 minutes. Either is a possibility.
I need that
Twins
30
can be playing, or you just decided, Brad. I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, I needed that 30 minutes.
Get Stevie T in. Stevie T, one of the nicest guys
Steve
on the planet.
So sweet.
Steve, come on.
Come on. You don't need that 30 minutes.
The Queen is here. 651-461-9226. Want to tell us the music theme here?
We are playing songs from the greatest rock album of the last 20 years, probably longer, because 20 years ago tomorrow, Green Day released American Idiot, and it's still my favorite rock album ever.
Very nice. The 6-6-6 rule. That's what a lot of women are citing now, Shaletta.
Okay. I'm a woman.
Their requirements, the man must be 6 feet tall.
Oh.
He must have 6-pack abs.
Okay.
And makes over 6 figures. Where is Shaletta Brundage, single woman, attractive woman, about to be 7 pounds lighter woman? Where is she on the 6-6-6 rule?
Okay, first of all, I need a map to where these men are. Is this like something that we watch on the cartoons? Is this a Disney Channel thing? Okay, so if he has 6-pack abs, he doesn't have 6 figures because he's 23 years old. Okay? And if he has 6 figures, he may not be 6 feet tall because of the Napoleon complex, because short men work really hard. Okay? So I don't know how you are going to get a man who is 6 feet tall, who also works out, who makes 6 figures, who hasn't just gotten out of jail and is selling drugs. That's where I'm thinking these guys are. Where do you find these men? If you show me where these men are, I will go to that place.
Noon to 3, WCC Radio, Monday through Friday.
Again, that's a mythical.
Talking about me again?
Yes.
A mythical, magical place.
The short guy. Yeah.
In Never Never Land. No. Yeah.
Okay. Is height something
I'm
you would prefer?
I married a man who's 5'2".
I know.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah. He's not 5'2".
He's like 5'5".
Yeah, I was going to say, he's about
5'6". He's about 5'5", and a half maybe, yeah.
Okay.
So, no, height's never been important to me.
Yeah.
Ever.
Who was the guy that you, when Sean didn't
almost
commit
married?
To, that you almost married, how tall was he?
He was short like Sean, so maybe I like short guys.
So you're into short guys.
I may be into short guys. I never thought about it, but he and Sean are like, if they ever met face-to-face.
How would Sean react to that?
Oh, Sean's cool, so he wouldn't say anything. He'd probably bite his lip.
I can't imagine Sean upset.
He never gets upset. I've never seen him upset.
Is he just so...
He chokes it down so well.
Desensitized that you've beaten...
I've beaten him.
...the raw emotions out of him. He doesn't have... Dave, you know,
there's
like...
There's no feeling.
There's nothing left.
Oh, I see him walking around the fair, and she's on with you, and it's just... Yeah, I guess I'll just be here. Me and the kids.
I see his head on a swivel going, could we make it to that exit before she saw us? And then he goes, no, we
can't. No way.
Right now, you know who Sean's hero is?
Who?
Andrew.
How is Andrew Sean's
hero? Because Andrew's escaped.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, I'm very upset and I'm very emotional right now. I know you said this. You were the first person who told me this. But I don't believe that it's true. I think something must be wrong. Maybe his phone is turned off. Maybe he hasn't paid his phone bill. But I text Andrew. Chad, he does not respond. I call Andrew, leave voice messages. He does not respond. I
if it was something important, he would.
It is important. Hey, son, how are you doing? What's going on? What'd you wear to school today? Did you eat?
No.
What were they serving at the cafeteria?
You don't text your college age son. What did you wear?
What did you wear? So, do you know what? How he responds to that? He doesn't. I have not gotten a text message or phone call from my child. The only time.
How long?
Since he went to college. The only time I
see. So we're at a month now.
It's been a month.
What about the Sunday calls?
The Sunday calls. That's also the only time I see or hear from Andrew is we have Sunday proof of life calls where at 4 o'clock on Sundays, everybody gets on the Zoom wherever they are, the kids, me, Sean, and Andrew, and we chat for 10, 15 minutes. Everybody says we love them, we have a prayer, and then we go. That is the only time I get to
see. That's enough, right, Dave, considering the life the kid has lived.
I think that's good.
I mean, for most of us, yeah, that's, I mean. Are you familiar with Shawshank Redemption? Okay. When they finally made it out and they met on the beach, that is going to be Sean and Andrew at some point.
One of us is going to be sanding an old boat.
Exactly.
Do not co-sign on his madness. Do not co-sign.
You're like the evil warden of the jail. Okay, so this guy goes on a date.
Okay.
They meet for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? There's no spark.
Okay.
There's just no. There's nothing there.
Okay.
So the guy reaches back out to her and says, "I want my $6 back that I spent on the coffee."
Oh my God!
How about that one?
My God! What a jerk! He's not in the 666 club. I guarantee you, anybody who does that does not have abs, is not 6 feet tall, and does not make six figures. Now, I don't know about
you guys.
You're
a jackass if you do that.
Oh my God!
Unless she was so awful, and then if she's so awful, she's not going to give you the $6.
And if she's so awful, don't even worry about it anymore.
Yes.
You just move on. I know that back in the day they used to call that an investment. Like if I was go to the club, and I never took any money to the club with me because everything was sitting up good and I had hair and I was fly. But anyway.
What kind of dancer?
Oh, my God. Like Soul Train, Don Cornelius. What? Yes.
So 0 to 10.
11.
Of course. Okay. Do we have any video evidence?
We do. I will try to produce some.
All right,
but I could
I'd
just
like
break dance
it.
In here for you. So back in the day, you know, if a guy bought you a drink at the club, he would just, like, follow you around like you were his for the night. Like, you would have to dance with him. You would have to hang out with him.
It's pretty gross.
And I'm telling you, it was, a real stalkerish move. But they would call that, like, I made an investment in you. I was like, dude, this Long Island iced tea was $8. Do you want your $8 back? But we didn't get to dance yet and blah, 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 blah. And I remember one time I had to, like, call security because this guy was, like, he ordered the drink and then refused to pay for the drink. Like you said, the spark went out. I was like, I don't really feel like dancing. It's not my song. And he was like, well, I'm not going to pay for the drink. I was like, you ordered the drink.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not paying for it. They called security. We had to call security to get the guy to pay for the drink.
Do people still drink Long Island iced teas? Because there was a stretch of my life where I used to drink a lot of them.
Long Island was it. I don't even know if they know. The new bartenders, they don't know how to make good classic drinks like Long Island iced teas.
No.
No.
I don't know if it was a classic drink, but it was.
It was classic.
It was
for
the
me.
Thing for a while.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to get your cake.
Thank you
very
much.
I'm going back to the Minneapolis Club, going to get your cake. Make sure you eat it. Okay.
Right here in studio.
Okay.
We will.
Exactly. All right.
The great Shaletta.
Whoop, whoop.
She'll be on tomorrow at noon. Another. Excellent guest is former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson. Frequent guest in the show. Blair's next on CCO.